Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For them to not make the play-in tournament even, okay? I mean, that's a foregone conclusion. Think of it this way. Bulls are 10 games back.
Okay.
10 games back. To be able to avoid the play-in tournament, Bucks are 8.5 games back. I mean, it's the Cavs are off to the kind of start that you don't collapse from, that doesn't go away. Those wins are in the win column. They're not going anywhere. Look over at the Western Conference, 12-4. It's the best record there. Cavs are doing a really nice job, and they're doing it exactly in the way that Kenny Atkinson talked about doing it, which I think is really cool. We're going to play a lot of guys. We're going to play up tempo, and it's going to work. What they're doing is basically playing what Kenny saw as an assistant with Golden State under Steve Kerr for the last several years, and it's working. They're allowing players on this team to play to their strengths, which I mean, that's the way you're supposed to do it. The only issue I had with J.B. Bickerstaff when he was the head coach here was I thought that their offense wasn't good, and I was all for JB returning as long as, and we talked about this on the show, he did a nice job. They progressed every year. As long as you bring in someone who can run the offense for you, great, we'd love to have you back. They decided to bring in someone to run the offense and do the whole thing in Kenny Atkinson, and he's done that. He's done a great job so far.
I'm just looking to see 23. They're 23 wins away from making playoffs, if you go by last year's numbers. Is that right, 23? Yep. Because the Bulls made it in with 40. That's right, 17, 30, my shorting of 10. Math is not my forte.
Apparently not.
No.
I like this. Nobody has played more than 31.2 minutes a game. That's Donovan Mitchell. So that's exactly what's going on, and you have 10 guys who are playing at least 19 minutes a game. So 10 guys between 19 and 31 minutes a game. That's exactly what he talked about doing, Andy. There it is. I mean, it's working. That's really cool. I love it.
I was interested to watch his post game yesterday, trying to, you know, how do you nitpick a team that's 17-1? Because that's what it feels like right now.
Well, how could it be anything but?
You know, where you feel like you can get better.
We were nitpicking last week.
Yeah.
Because why? We were talking about the Cavs. How often can you say, oh my gosh, they're great? I mean,
Are they great?
That conversation. They're off to a great start now. Yeah, they're off to a great start.
Yeah.
I'm living in the moment. Right now, they're great. Will they continue to win 17 out of all 18 games? No, they won't. The schedule will get a little more difficult for them, a little more challenging. Road games will be a little more challenging.
Need to stay a little bit healthier. I mean, they're dealing with some health issues right now, but they could be a little healthier, right?
Well, I don't even think that's a huge deal.
No, but if this thing goes sideways, it's because of health.
Oh, I would think that's the main reason it would go sideways.
Tougher schedule, health. That would be the only way this thing goes sideways.
I would think that's the biggest thing that could derail everything. The shot distribution yesterday in the win over Toronto, solid. You know, I still want Evan Mobley to get more shots. Evan's just been really efficient, but took only 11 shots. Jared Allen, Darius, Donovan, George Niang, Ty Jerome all took more shots than Evan Mobley yesterday. There's my nitpick. That's it.
My nitpick is I didn't see any frog dancing after the game last night. Did you guys see any frog stuff? I saw people doing backflips after the game last night.
Wasn't the frog an internet thing and then somebody turned it into the Cavs frog type of deal?
Works for me.
I think the frog is hilarious.
I think it's funny.
I do too. I like that Jalen Tyson got some minutes yesterday.
Then there's a guy outside that sings about the wins.
Nice.
There's kind of a little bit of a culture going on here.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so.
I like
that. And it feels like it's man-made. It doesn't feel like it's forced.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, a lot of these things seem to be corporately forced. Like, you know, calling it the queue. Okay. I was okay with that. But it just seemed like it was very corporate at the time.
Well, when it was in the initial press release, when they renamed it, yes, that's corporate.
It's too.
Hi, we're naming the arena Quicken Loans Arena, and you're going to call it the Q.
Let them know, Jeff. Let them know.
Honestly, and I think you're right when you just said the only thing that's going to derail this would be an injury.
Yeah, I don't see any other.
The one thing that I think is rough.
Although they're going to play tougher. Teams are going to figure them out at some point. Well, that's coming.
And
they're going to need to adjust.
They'll need to adjust.
And if you listen to Kenny last night, he sounds like he already knows this is coming and that he is going to be prepared. He'll have his team ready.
Well, I'm sure he does. But the one thing here that I think is interesting, Andy, you're 18 games in and already in this mode. When did the playoffs get here? At this point, they've established themselves so far out in front, I think playoffs are an absolutely foregone conclusion. Home court in the first round is a foregone conclusion. Home court the rest of the way, that's what you're playing for right now, because the playoffs can't get here soon enough. You're healthy now. Everything's clicking. Playoffs, let's go.
At this pace, they'll have a playoff spot by the end of next month. At least the play-in tournament.
Do you think they need to resist the temptation to tinker, or are they okay? They didn't tinker in the offseason very much, obviously. I mean, the team's almost back intact.
It depends how they look at it. Like, if you're looking at this, okay, we have got to figure out a way to beat Boston. Is that how you're going to key the whole lineup for the rest of the year? If you're going to make a move, is that what you're doing? How do we beat Boston to get to the NBA
Finals? I think that's too narrow of a focus.
Okay. Build my roster. Finish the roster for the rest of the season then. I don't have a problem not messing with anything right now. Are they built for the playoffs?
I don't either. The only thing I keep going back to is, okay, let's see. I have Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell and Sam Merrill. I'm going to have Max Strus. I have Ty Jerome. I have Craig Porter. I have Caris LeVert. There are seven guys in the backcourt that I want to play. And you could make the argument that Jalen Tyson could actually play two guard for you. He handles the ball well, and he passes it well. So there's seven, maybe eight guys that are probably deserving of minutes. And I just wonder, could you move a piece move a guy, one of those guards, for someone who is 6'10 and could get some minutes. Somebody who's 6'9 and could play out on the wing and maybe help you defend wing players. And yes, I know, you know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are wing players. I'm not doing it specifically for Boston, but I'm doing it specifically for the Cavs because I do think that's something that's slightly lacking on this team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I wonder if you just have too many guards and you're not going to be able to play them all. And you're better served by moving one and getting somebody you can play. And if you happen to lose Evan or Jarrett for any length of time, I think you go from being not an overly big team to a small team in a hurry. But here's the caveat. The style of play that Kenny Atkinson has them playing and playing very effectively makes them a very difficult team to defend regardless of who's out there. And I was chatting with Sam Amico the other day, and he said, rather than players, I've known Sam since he was like
it's still
eight.
A ding. Yes.
Known him since he was eight.
Ding.
That's
ding.
Not a ding.
Ding. Yes, it is, Jeff.
Sam said,
did you go to him for professional information to use on the air?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Is he bringing up a name of people that might know?
Our fan base doesn't contact Sam Amico when they need things.
That's true. Very well said, Danny.
I check in and see how his mom's doing.
And how is she doing?
She's doing great.
Yep, I'm sure.
That's another ding.
See, there you go. Our fan base is now happier to know Sam Amico's mom is doing well.
He has two sisters. They're doing well.
Oh, now we know more about his family. Yeah.
See, that's what we go to Sam Amico for.
Sam had this line, though. In the 4 seconds we talked about the Cavs, he said, Atkinson has showed it's not about the players, it's about the system. And I thought, oh, that's pretty good. And Steve Kerr has shown the same thing at Golden State. Remember, though, with Steph Curry, they went through some other guys in the backcourt who could play a little bit. But the main guy they had back there was Klay Thompson, and he was like 6'6".